Sorry. Okay. So, Sim Daf Chaf Aleph in Baba Kame. We saw in the there was two Malkim in the Gemara. There was Rav and Shmuel discussing. Firstly, they were discussing something called Machzeres. Machzeres was that he was turning the animal turned its head in order to eat. He was walking in a Rav and turned his head in order to eat. Machloek is Rav and Shmuel, whether you're Chayim in that case. Whether it's called Shenin Shetzerabim or Shenin Shetzeriochid. The Maisa was Machloek is the first Malach in the Gemara. Kun to Rav, you're Chayim Mashahizik, it's got a din of Shenin Shetzeriochid. Kun to Shmuel, it's got a din of Shenin Shetzerabim. And you're Chayim to pay Mashahinelis. Then the Gemara said, you know what, different pshat, Ikadomi. That's the Malach we're holding now, Ikadomi. The Gemara said a different Malach. In Machzeres, everyone agrees that it's called Shen and Shoshanism. You have to pay. Everyone agrees you have to pay by Machzeres. But rather, we're talking about a case here of Maxim Mokri, Mishusur Shusurab. A person designated an area that was once his, and he gave it over to Shusurab. We have to see in Russian tastes what that means exactly. He gave it over to Shusurab. They gave over to Shusram to allow the Shusram to walk there and help his parents there every so often. They gave over to Shusram. I have a machlik is Rabbi Shmuel, whether in that case, if the animal ate it, whether animal ate the fruit, whether the Bala Behima is chayv to pay or not. Rav holds Yupoto, Shmuel says Yechayv. Now, we said, this is what we spoke out on Thursday. Now, Vade can't be the Rav holds your potter because it's got a din of a Shusurabim. Because Rav holds Machzeres, you're Chayim. So, this is a definitely a case of Machzeres. It's off the beaten track. So, why should it be the Rav would say your potter? What's the difference between Machzeres when it's walking down the main plaza and it turns its head to the right or to the left and eats from the fruit, and for that, you're Chayim? Because it's got dinner with Shushan Isaac, let's call it. And the case, so he's a mafkid, and all of a sudden, Rav holds your potter. So that needs explanation. And that's what we started, that's where we're holding with. So we have a Malach in Rashi, and we have a Malach in Tosis, and we'll take it from there. So let's start with Rashi. Yeah, the question, we've got the question clear. Why come to Rav your potter? Why come to Rav your potter? It's Tzidur Shushan Rabim. Can't be better than Tzidur Shushan Rabim, surely. And therefore, it should be. Let's see. One of the amazing things of learning Torah is that you're walking down the street and you just see the Torah in front of you. I don't often go down to Mecca with Torah. If on Friday, I had to do it. And I was walking down there and I see the fruit shop. He's now extended way out into the middle of Yisraelim. So I was thinking, is that called now Tzidur Yisraelim? Oh no, he's extended now. So that's where we get the Karen's office already. If my animal would be walking down and bumped into it and eats it, not my problem, he's extended it too far. Or is that already Pesach, which is the rabbi, he's got a right. Pesach HaChanos, he's got a right to extend that. Stop. It's a shayla. Leave it to the Dayanim amongst us to answer that one. So it says Rashi. Let's see what's going on here. Neima, back to the Seder Gemara first. Four lines up from the end of the Gemara. Four lines up. First one in the line is Harabim Chayelis. Let's say the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is a machlokes regarding boy. What on earth does that mean? My kesha. The Rav Doma Poto, Rabbi says, you poto, kisova, boy, rishus, echayiv. He holds, if somebody's mafke his rishus and not his boy, somebody owns a property and he's got a pit inside it and he's mafke the area around the pit and therefore a person, an animal, falls into that pit, Rav holds, boy b'shusa yochayiv, the bala boy b'chayiv. Why? Because he shouldn't have been mafka the area around it, and considered he made that boy. For Shmuel, and therefore, well, that's what Rav holds regarding the boy. And therefore what? And therefore Rav holds here, he's potter. Since Rav holds it generally, that somebody owns the property and he's mafka the area around the pit. The Bala Boy is Chayiv. So here, the Bala Behema is Potter. Since the Bala Boy is Chayiv, so the Bala Behema is Potter. Since the Bala boy is higher for damages, the Bala Behemoth's got a right to eat it, doesn't have to pay for what it did. What does that mean? Let's start with Rashi and we'll move on to Shmuel after that. Lema Rav Shmuel Bechoifer boy. See where Rashi is, Lema? Everyone has it?
Yeah.
Lema. Everyone means more than two people, but that's what everyone's got. Lema. Lema Rav Shmuel Bechoifer boy Bishusoy. Let's say the Machlokes Rav Shmuel is regarding Bechoifer boy Bishusoy. Behefkir Shusoy Vlaifkir boy. And his mouth is area, but not the boy. Come if we get on that, but argue. But the plug door to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and it's an old machlokes going way back to the days of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The pligibola come on, they argue later on, or something which we've learned already, the peg shushnagas of Paul. That they argue, what's the din of a boy in a shutayachit? Somebody who's mafkid the area around it, and he's left with a boy in his own shus. What's the din of a boy in a shutayachit? With machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. There is a shit to hold only in a shitterabin no chai, in a shitterabin no chai. So that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Rav Sova. Rav holds Chayim. Rav holds like the opinion that you're Chayim in a boy in a Shitayachit. So if somebody would fall in, the Bala boy would be Chayim. Or Mishamachim Tovach Beimo. Because of that, this Beim is Potter. This guy that spread his payrois, have a lake of my boy. He's done a boy. If a behemoth would have slipped on them, chayim, that bala boy would have been chayim. So he was mafkiz rishus, and therefore the animals allowed to go there. It was wrong for him to spread out his fruit. He spread out the fruit and he was wrong to do that. Anyone who does a kilkul in Shusarabim, shezikoi, he puts down it as something which would make people stumble on it. Shezikoi, if because of that, it caused damage, chayovim, he's chayiv, nishanim. V'cholam machzik ben zocho, and anyone who grabs hold of that stumbling block and took it for himself, zocho, he did a good thing, and he was able to take it. We say enough lamed in Amenia, and somebody puts down, took that zevel, or took that payers, all different things the person might put down in Shusarabim. He's leaving it there in Shusarabim. And some animal would slip up on it because it was wrong to leave it then in Shazurabim. The Bala boy has to pay. The one who put down these fruits has to pay. And if somebody else comes along and takes these fruits, Zocho, he was Zocho, he did a good deed, right? Samaritan here. There was something that an animal would have slipped on it. And he came along and he saved it, saved the day. So Zocho, it says, Rab, what was here? This person placed this fruit down. That the fruit is a boy. So it's a boy in a Shusarabim, which enables anyone to come ahead to take it. So if this animal comes and eats it, Zocho, the Bala Behem is not going to pay anything. Zocho, you're safe in it.
It's not the same thing, though.
Well, exactly, after, but since the person went and did something bad, Chazal gave permission to anyone else to go and take it away to save the public. So obviously, if this animal did that, he doesn't need to pay for it now, right? The guy was wrong; he left it there. Somebody else could have taken it for himself. So Zocho. Oh, very good question, right? Good question. Yossi's asking. I think we've been asked that last week as well. That. We know that if somebody puts fruit in a Shusarabim, it says that you have to pay Mashenenis. And all of a sudden, here we're saying you're a potter, you're Zeicher, you'll have to take it for yourself. What's the difference? What's Pshat? It's going to ask that question. Yeah, very good question. Right, so that's the Mahalach of Rav. So now we understand where Rav said you're a potter. Why is the Bala Behem a potter? Because the Bala boy did something terrible. he left the boy in public property where somebody could come along and trip up on it and damage himself. Therefore, it's a boy. If it's a boy, the Bala boy would have to pay for the damages. So anyone else who comes along and takes it away is doing a good deed. It's Dachabam. The animal eats it. Potter completely doesn't need to pay a pen. Right? That's the Svarin Rav. What's the Svar Shmuel? Shmuel says, Echai. Why are you chayiv? I ate a boy. What could be the Svar Shmuel? Shmuel says, Echai. The animal goes and eats it. The Bala Beim is chayiv. Shmuel says, why? Call him a calico. Somebody put something down. Zocho.
There's an area though, he put the sign saying come in and run.
Oh, very good, says Rashi. Very good. A Shmuel of a potto, Hilkoch. But what does Shmuel mean, potto? Shmuel means potto. What does potto mean? Let me do boy. The boy in a shusai is potto. Somebody digs a pit and somebody digs a pit in his own rishut, and then he's mapped the area around it. That guy, the balaboy, is potter. The balaboy is potter. Helka behema. This gets confusing, right? Boy and behema. Helka behema. Since the balaboy is not doing something wrong, because he wouldn't have to pay if it happened, therefore the balabehema is shachloson chayeves. Shebishut also. He had permission. And the person who puts through that permission to do it. So made it the Baal HaBehemah is Chayevet. Rashi, but why is Behemah Chayevet? Why is it not Din of Shen in Rishasa Rabim? Maisi was Bafka the area. It's got Din of Shen in Rishasa Rabim. Says, no. Rishasa Rabim Nami lo Yaveh. Shein Zedek Hiluho. It's off the beaten track. Mafzer Sechayim. But this is not on the beaten track. Shein Zedek Hiluho. So Medin Shen, you don't have a talk. But it's Shen in Rishasa Yochit. And the din boy, also not, because that person had the right to leave it there. The Reuven said, he's got a sign saying, enter at your own risk. At your own risk. I was mafkrit, but not mafkrit to an extent that I should have to pay the damages that happened. And this actually is a chiddush. The meta chiddush, when we learned in the fifth perek, we didn't dream of such a chiddush. But what we had in the fifth perek is somebody had a pit, and property around it, and he was mafka the area around it, and left for himself the pit. So then there was a svara to say when he was mafka the area, he wasn't mafka it with the tonight that he should be liable for that pit. Hey, you want to walk it, but I'm being mafka it with tonight that I won't have to pay for the damage of the pit. This case is the opposite case. He was mafka it the entire land, and then afterwards he made the boy on that land. There was no fruit there when he was mafka the land. He was mafka the land, and then he brought fruit afterwards.
He made a new pit.
He made the new pit after it was already afka. And here's a chiddush. But yeah, you have to say the same chiddush. That when he was mafka this land, obviously he had plans to put his fruit there. He was mafka only, but no, he wouldn't have to pay for any subsequent pit that he makes over there. A bigger chiddush, bigger than what we learned then.
Yeah.
Okay. And we didn't speak about pits. We were about pits. We were doing about pits.
So why can't you say he put out his fruit first?
He didn't. Okay. So we're talking about cases. That's what you do in the summer. I'm putting my fruit there. In the winter, the animals can walk there. In the summer again, it's like he's maximokin. That's what he's going to do. It wasn't there the whole time. His fruit would have got moldy by then.
The whole time, it happened all in the summer.
No.
It happened all before
prayer.
Maybe before
prayer. Should have said that that's what it was. Anyway, that's a big chiddush which comes out, which I'm afraid to speak out. A you see from this Gemara. Yeah, it says, taking that svara, well, that svara that we said, that person can market the property not to be liable, not only not to be liable on pits he had, but not to be liable on pits that he will be making on the property.
Wouldn't we expect that to be discussed over there in
Asuka? No, that's
why it's
a big Kiddush. Oh, very good.
So okay. Speak about it clearly over there. It's not discussed in the Gemara.
They could have said even a new pit that he makes, but they discussed that. Mashma that a new pit. Would
I could answer you that the Vitoria and Ima Mokem Echol, the Hashem Mokem Achel, the Toya, that's how the Toya is. It's hidden in one place, doesn't elaborate, but there'll be somewhere else written about it. I could answer it, but much easier. Then we weren't talking about pits at all. We're talking about pits, physical pits. That wasn't so good then. Here we're talking about pits. So the fact that we didn't speak about pits and then all the possible conjugations that could be based in the halacha is not such a kasha. That's what answer number two. And answer number three is that everyone who learns the Gemara, but we can't learn stuff from Aleph before you get to that. So test and therefore, anyway, we're
going to have to
take the pick, whatever question you want. Let me answer. Right. So that's the answer now. So Shmuel holds. You have to get this clear. Shmuel holds. And Bala Boy would be Potter. And then for the Bala Behemoth, Chayim. Right? Since the Bala Boy is not doing any Takola, because he's not Chayim for such a Takola. Therefore, the Bala Behemoth, who eats it, is going to be Chayim. That's what we think the Machlikas Rav and Shmuel is. Machzeria is what's the din?
Kulama.
Kulama what?
Chayim.
Kulama Chayim. And here, why did Shmuel say you're chayiv? Well, why not? Max, there is no, but the boy, there is not a boy. Because the boy, the Shmuel holds, the Bala boy is? His bottom. Bala boy is bottom. And therefore, the Bala behemoth is going to be chayiv. And the Rav holds, you're right, Max, there is normally is going to be chayiv, right? But here, I'm going to say a bottom because this is the Bala boy, made the boy. If you made a boy, it's gonna be making the boy. An obvious question now, which should be all bothered about, is what's the case of the Mishnah? Tidur Chava. Tidur Chava, what does it say in the Mishnah? Tidur Chava. The Bala Behemoth is Chayim. And Mazzer is Chayim. Why are you Chayim? He made a pit. He made a pit. Why are you gonna be Chayim? If you come to Rav, somebody makes a pit, he's the mazik. Everyone's got right to take it away. And here we're talking about Shatarabim as well. So lots of shot. That Tosis over here, we're able to see Tosis straight away. Tosis the Ramasul, keep Ligi the Maximokri. You done this Tosis? He's here. Excellent. Keep Ligi the Maximokri. The Katsumokri. I'm not sure if it's Maximokri or Katsumokri or both. Keep Ligi the Katsumokri. He brought in his ball in, further in, and he left the area for Shutrav. Says Tosfos, we're not talking about it was absolutely mafirit. Then it's a proper Shutravim. If it's a proper Shutravim, then you're not born in Shutravim. Nobody's going to be martyred. Even Shmuel would agree you'd be chayiv to such a boy. Even Shmuel would say you'd be chayiv to such a boy. You must be properly and made into a proper Shutravim. Even Shmuel's masking if you make a boy in that area afterwards, you'd be chayiv. Hello, he niach nishtoyach shom peris. Rather, he left it there. It was his property, but he left it there to leave his peris there. This place is already not like what we explained. Place is already in the test also like Rashi. This part of Rashi, that Rashi said that since he was mafkid, but tonight he shouldn't have to pay, it was towards Rashi. It wasn't towards Tosfos there. So as Rashi, Tosfos holds, if it's mamish and shasarabim, it's not going to help you any of your kavos. You don't want to. Who cares? We're mafkid, please. We're giving shasarabim. So if I'm mafkid properly, it's going to be Shatarabi, you're going to be Chayiv for it. Even if it's Shmuel, you'll be Chayiv. And therefore, it's a boy in Shatarabi. Rather, Ella, he niach, is Shatarabi, Shomperiso. He rather left his property there for simply in order to be able to spread out his peris. Abel calls man. Chain peir Shom. But as long as the peris are not there, Yeshu Shostim, Neir Shatarabi, Malik Shom. There's permission for Bnei Shatarabi to go there. Why? Because that's what he did. He left his area. He said, this is my property, but I'm letting people walk through.
Why? I don't get it. Why?
Why should he do that? Why should he do that? I'll tell you very simply, because he had a wall around the area and the sun wouldn't have dried his fruit because the wall was blocking out the sun. He had to remove his wall, bring it back. Yeah. Make that area now an area that you put out these things and get all the sun rays on it. Fine. Since now there's no wall there. So Mele is now open territory. So he's let people walk in and out. He can't put up a wall there because
it's strictly seasonal.
So it's a seasonal thing which he's given over to the public to use, but it's his property. Why do you have to say that? Because if it's Mamish Shusurabim, Avadit Zaborin Shusurabim. So it's not Mamish Shusurabim. For Maskinon, so that's what we thought the Machlokes was. Maskinon Pruta Durab, to Oma, the Choshim Shem Shusurabim. Maskinon Pruk the Rab the Oma the Choshim Shen Mishusarabim, that according to Rab it's considered Shen Mishusarabim. Afilo ain't your chodim lechol beloy chizo. Even if the only way they'd be able to eat it is by turning their head. The loydomi le machzeres b'tzirachovo is not comparable to machzeres by tzirachovo the chayim the tzirachovo. The higher and the wider and the separated from the Shutzurabim. The Chashubim Chatzar Anizim. And they're considered Chatzar Anizim. It's equal to Shutzurabim. At least I needed these few lines to explain this Gemara. It's really this taste going on the base already. But the taste is telling us that. Defining for us what is Siddur Shazrab. Siddur Shazrab is an elevated area. An elevated area is not flat territory. It's a Ramela. If that's true, now we can answer the question which you asked. Rab tells us that Maxim Okim Shazrabim is a boy in a Shazrabim. The boy in a Shazrabim made a boy. And therefore, Kolakredim Zohar. Now, I ask you what's wrong with Siddur Shazrabim. Rab holds that you are chayim. Rav hold tzidur shetzurabim. The animal eats it. Machzeres yechayim. Barabim is chayim. Why? Why is it not a boy in shetzurabim? What's the difference between maktem mokum, which we're saying is considered a boy in shetzurabim, and therefore the animal eats it bottom because it's called a kuvim zochor, to tzidur shetzurabim, where we're saying that the animal eats it is going to be chayim for pain, and it's not considered a boy in shetzurabim. The answer is that Siddur Shazrabim is a higher elevated area. It's not a place where people should be walking. It's a place where people leave their wares, and therefore it's not called a Boyne Shazrabim. Like Maximokim is a flat area, completely flat. People end up walking there. It's a Boyne Shazrabim. But Siddur Shazrabim is not considered a Boyne Shazrabim. And therefore, if an animal eats it, it would have to pay. But I needed this in order to explain the Gemara over here. So back to the Gemara. So what the Gemara say? Rab, why is the Rab say the animal's potter? Why is the animal potter? But the guy who put it there made a boy in a shetzurabim. And boy in a shetzurabim called a kuitim and zohar. Remember, it takes it in zohar. And therefore, the Baal HaBahim is going to be potter. Shmuel holds, no, it's not considered boy in a shetzurabim. Boy in a shetzurabim, then boy in a shetzurabim, your potter. That's what Shmuel holds. Therefore, the animal had no right to take it. Why is it silly shetzurabim? Why everyone agrees a chayim? The silly shetzurabim is an elevated area. Well, it's not considered a bird, therefore people have a right to take the stuff.
So having your animal eat it is the tantamount to taking the stuff. So it's okay by having his animal eat it.
Right, but you have to pay margin and it's
no. Because it's okay. He's doing a benefit for
the public, for society, excellent, right. So anyway, it's part of completing. The question we left with on this Gemara is what Yossi and Ruben asked beforehand. So why me take her chava? It's mamish in the way people walk. Why don't you pay mashenenis? You're zochabot. It's either we're saying if it's maximum, okay, you're zochabot. So, why should you pay mashenenis? That should be the spitz, the best example of doing a good deed for the public. Why should you pay mashenenis? Yeah.
We're firing. Maybe we're talking, in that case, we're talking about produce that would not have been hazardous to eat.
Why not?
It wasn't slippery. It's non-slippery produce.
Sure. When you read the Mishnah, that's what it says, right? Mitocher chava, mishalem is mashenenis, im hu loy chliki. Right? Doesn't say anything like that.
It has to be. because you can't have a stira here.
Right. Okay. Taisa is going to give us. But you're right. It, to be fair to you, the only way you'd be able to know this is by learning the Taisa from the piece of Rabbi Gemara. But Taisa is going to give us a teretz, and it's not going to be exactly the geshmak teretz because Taisa doesn't like that teretz. And therefore, Taisa is going to take a completely different shot. But yeah, okay.
My teretz doesn't work.
It's a big akimta, right?
Why did that be
akimta? It doesn't say a word of that in the Mishnah.
It'll lead to a slippery slope. Now that we have two contradicting statements, one is that you can take anything that's hazardous, mashma, when it's not hazardous, you cannot take it.
Yep.
And therefore, that's why we said that he can make a claim. He said it's not hefker. He didn't make it hefker entirely. A second ago, we said it's hefker. As soon as he puts a hazardous item there. Oh, so it must be. It's not hazardous.
Okay, that could be a terrence. If you're happy with that, please give us a different terrence. Okay, so that's the... So what we had. So that's the picture, at least, we should have clear now. The Tzidei Shtram is somewhat higher. Therefore, it's not considered the boy there on the Tzidei. We still don't question the Turk. That's still difficult. So...
Where did we say... that the
Rishos
Yochid was higher too.
The Yochid, we saw that as well. That's what we're talking about. Galgu. Right? So that's why it's rolling down. And the Yochid is
just around. So here, Tosos isn't saying that they were regular Rishos Yochid because of his, the concept.
Right, good point. Yeah, good point. Right. Fine. Okay, now, has everyone seen the next thesis? Or not yet? Stop, let's do the Gemara first. They went, they could have done this taste already now, but we'll do the Gemara first. Says the Gemara, Omalach Rav. Rav will now tell us, it's the last line of the page. Omalach Rav. Rav will now tell us, don't start putting me holding like one of the Tanoim, or Bishmon, or Bekiva. I'm able to hold like either of them. I don't want to say Rabbi Shmuel over Kiva because I had two of the Shainas there. Which one held what? So one of them held Rishon Yochid, one of them held one held Bobi Shitiyochid is Chayiv. So and we were saying the Rab must hold the Bobi Shitiyochid is Chayiv, right? You're saying that I'm not going to have Rabbi Shmuel. I can say Balma Bobi Shitiyochid. I can say normally Bobi Shitiyochid. So why is the Beim Chayiv? Why him? Why he is the Bema Potter? So I can only say Bobishus is Potter. Why is the Bema Potter? Why in this case the Bema Etter? Why should it be Potter? Shani Ocha, the Oma, Lab Kol Kominoch, the Mekalvus do the Peruska, the Rishus Rabbi. Umechaibus do to Rabbi. Nobody gave you a right to tempt my animal to such an extent and then come and charge me for it as well. You placed your fruit down now, right there, right by the side. When my animal's walking, obviously my animal's going to eat it. What do you want from me? And therefore, I'm not. Nobody gave you such a right. Nobody gave you? Yes, sure. Shani Hocho, here's different. Doma, he says, Lab Kol Kominoch. You don't have any right. The Mekavas Luhur Pirusacho, that you can bring your fruit so close, Lurishus Rabim. Oh, Mechaibus, Lord of Teroi, and right, and Mechaib, my ox, right? You don't have such a right. You don't have a right to do that. Lab Kol Kominoch. Funny story. I hold Boybishus Rabim, pot. Boybishus Yochitan pot. I can make a boy my shoes and be mafia the area around it, pot. So it's not considered a hazard, because I wouldn't be chayv to pay for that hazard. It's not considered a hazard. If your animal eats it, then you don't need to pay. Why? Because the Bala Behema has a right to say to me, who gave you a right to put your fruit so close to the Rishus Rabim? You're tempting my animal too much. You're tempting my animal too much.
Didn't you have a spar by boar? That when the person put the boar in his Rishus HaYochid right next to the Rishus Rabim, that he would have to expect people, even though it's in his Rishus,
Yeah, sure. But now we're going with the tzad. The Rav wants to say that boy we should say yachid is potter. If I am mafka the area around it, it's your problem. If you want to come so close, it's your problem. I don't have to pay for it. But the Bala Behemoth can say to the Bala is just a yachid, the one that was mafka the area, and say, you were the cause of this problem. Nobody told you to put your food so close to Rishus Rabin and expect my animal not to eat it. Right? Bar Hashem, you stopped. Right.
We're now going to start again.
So, what's this? What is the Gemara saying? Right. The Gemara seems to be saying, we should even entertain such a tzad. The Gemara seems to be saying, if somebody leaves his fruit and his property and along comes an animal, the owner of the animal can say, well, your fault, you should have put up a fence around it. Anyone should even dream of saying that. But that's not the pshat, right? No, not even for Purim to have, that's not the pshat. So what's that mean, right? What's that mean? What's going on here? So what it means is, that really, he put it, he didn't put it in Rishus Yochid. Where do you leave his produce? It's an area that was already mapped. He let people walk there. It's already on Rishus Yochid. He didn't put it in Rishus Yochid. It's an area which maybe he's got right to leave his fruit there sometime. But it's an area that's got in on Rishus Yochid. He allows people to walk there. Somebody who puts produce in Rishus Yochid can't put it there and expect to be paid for the damage that happens. He's got a right to put his fruit there. It's true. You've got a right to put your fruit there. But you can't come along with tainus now and say, oh, I'm the Balabema, I have to pay for it. No, you put it there knowing that you're tempting my animals and therefore I'm potter to pay. Had it been in Rishus HaYochid, you put in your own property, of course the Balabema has to pay. That's Rishus HaYochid, because it's Rishus HaYochid and people have to know to look after the animals. But you left in Rishus HaRabim, you left your property in Rishus HaRabim. It's a place that belongs to the public. You got no right to put it there and claim the right to also claim damages for such a thing. One second. Let's just read the words in the Gemara first. The words are mamish mafurish. Lav kol kamina. You don't have a right. The Mekarvasol HaPirusah Rishus HaRabim. You brought your fruit close to Rishus HaRabim. That means places where people walk. Omechaibis Lula Teroi. You don't have a right to do that and to claim the money, meaning you have a right to put it there, but to put it there and claim the money of it, that you don't have a right.
Dying?
Like what?
What's it to be dying? He said you brought it close to Rishus HaRabim.
Yeah.
That means that the way he gave up this land, it's not Rishus HaRabim. What was he saying? It's Rishus HaRabim. It's not Rishus HaRabim.
Yeah. Okay, right? Taisa said that it's an area that doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim proper. Taisa said in the previous Taisa, but it's an area that he let Rishus HaRabim walk there. So you've allowed Rishus people to walk there, and you're putting it dead close to people. So when they're walking there, they're going to be eating from it. So you can't do that with the expectation of getting paid.
So if he never allowed such a thing, if it was the chatchila in this way, rather say, he would have right to claim money.
If what?
If the chatchila, he had not moved his wall, it would always have been this open property with no fence. Because no one should ever ask this question. So the question is, what's the difference? Why? Why would that make a difference? You and I have a claim to say to him, what are you doing leaving your bonus there? Why is Tosfos have to say that Rishut Tzide is on top of it?
What? Because it's also a case of Rishut Tzide. In both cases, Rishut Tzide in the area. So what? Somewhat Rishut Tzide. See, you've got a place where people are walking down the middle, and then you got the south, the Katamokim, or because of the Tzidish around. Both cases are places where he's putting it down. He's putting it down in an area that really belongs to the public. And in one case, you find that he's going to be, that the animal has to pay. And in one case, you find the animal doesn't need to pay. The answer is, if it's Tzidish around, it's higher up to there, I've got a right to leave my fruit. Because it's higher up, somewhat removed from the Shutzerabim, and therefore the owner of the animal has to look after his animal. Ashenkin, if it's inner Shutzerabim and it's adjacent, mamish, line in line with the place the animal walks, he just turns his head and eats it, on that, you're going to be fine.
I'm asking
the Rav. It's all in Rishon Tzoraim.
No, no, except the Tzide is the Rav is saying is up above.
Yeah.
So Mashma, if it was down below, you wouldn't have a right to leave the produce and claim money.
Right. Miracles.
So that's what I'm saying. So you have to, so in a regular case,
no,
regular.
That's because Rishon Tzoraim. That's because Tzide Rishon Tzoraim is also Rishon Tzoraim. Tzide Rishon Tzoraim belongs to the public.
Is Dafka and it is Rishon Tzoraim. The other is not. It's actually an anomaly because the other is really not. It's his. It's still his Rishon.
But he gave also, over to Rishon Tzoraim. So again, it's a place that's enabled people are not to walk there.
It only have to be nicker. I mean, elevated. So it's nicker. So the animal owners of the animal know to keep the animal away from it. Like, could it be something that could be actually lower? I mean, it doesn't have
to be. All the problems.
Just the fact that here, yeah. That there's nothing, it's nicker, it shows it, there's a difference.
Right.
If he had a property bordering the Rishon Tzoraim, there, regardless of moving a wall, you can make the same claim.
Who said?
Why? Who says not? Who says not?
Because we see him with Dafka Maksimokin. We see him with Dafka Maksimokin.
No,
the cases we've got small pshut, which everyone obviously agrees to, that my property, I can put what I want in my property. And if you've got an issue walking nearby, that's your issue. It's my property. I can do what I want. Everyone agrees to that.
Don't
nothing to talk about.
Nobody
holds such a
thing. Animals walk
there? Huh?
The animals are allowed to walk there.
Walk where?
Just driving. Chase into your property without a fence.
Yeah.
And you're putting produce there, and you're tempting all these animals?
Yosra, you're asking, we don't have a right from our circuit to Yosra. Our circuit so far took my maximum. So an area which belongs to Rishon Tzoraim, which is given over to Rishon Tzoraim, enables people to walk there. He's putting it down in a place that's an area that got right for Rishon Tzoraim people to walk in. Right? And so in the Gemara, it's so far we've seen in Rashi and Tesis. In Rashi, we haven't got any Makrov for your kids. Maybe in Tesis we might have to. Maybe something like what you're saying. But in the Gemara, I haven't seen anything of it yet. So there's an area which he gave over to Rishon Tzoraim. And they put his stuff there. So there, if you put it there, mamish, in a place which is a place where animals walk, and it belongs also to Rishon Tzoraim somewhat, and there's no difference between the place where animal walks or the side of animal walks. So mechatesa, you can do it with a hammer to be able to claim the money. That's the lashon. You don't have a right to place it there. You don't have a right to place it there and to demand payment for that. You don't have a right. You have a right to place it there, to place it and demand payment. Not. Okay. Mietra, maybe when we get to Tesis, we'll have to see if Tesis says what you say. Maybe, or maybe I can somehow get out of it there as well. Okay, fine. That's a sign, Rav. So Rav says in a place where that's, if somebody's got a boy in Rishon Tzoraim, the Bala boy is going to be potter because he wasn't chayv. He's not chayv for damages that happened to the boy. But in this case here, the Bala behemo is potter, even though it's not a takala, because he's got a claim to the Bala Behemoth. Why did you leave it? Mamish in a place where my animal can eat it. And what do you want from me? Can't expect me to pay for such a thing. What's more hold? Shmuel Alma Ba'alma Boy Bishus Echayiv. Shmuel holds it generally a Boy Bishus Echayiv. Shmuel Alma Ba'alma Boy Bishus Echayiv. Generally Boy Bishus Echayiv. Boy Bishus Echayiv. And normally if somebody leaves a boy in his Rishus, it'd be Echayiv. And yet, if the animal eats it, it'd be Echayiv. Why? To call it. The Bishleim, a boy, Ikelameima, lava daiti. Normally, boy, the reason why you're chayev is because it's a takolim. Because the behemoth that fell in can say, I didn't see this boy. So it's a takolim. He fell in a boy that he didn't see. Ela peris, me ikelameima, lava daiti. Could he say, lava daiti? Oh, chazile. He saw them. If he saw them, then of course, you're going to, it's not a color. You can see these bears, don't walk here. Well, what's your problem? You're going to slip. So don't walk here. It's not a color. Because takala means something the animal won't realize and fall inside. It's not a color because if the animal can see the bears, so don't walk where the bears are. It's not a color. And therefore, it's not a kala. Therefore, the balaperis wouldn't be chayiv for bori. And therefore, the animal that ate it would be chayiv for damages. Yeah? Sounds interesting. Chiddush. So you can put something down and just rub it. So you look where you go.
That's
when the whole issue of
border,
you're not at the end of
the
border. Now you're not at the end of the border, the nightfire was the animal's blind. Otherwise, you can see it, and you look where you're going. Yeah, we saw by Pekach, by Kesh, Nahon, 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 It's not a color. It's not a color for anyone. They shouldn't have gone where the fruit was.
The fruit will attract the animal, whereas the boar will repel the animal.
So it's even worse.
So that's
So what's Pshat in the Gemara? It's very, very weird Gemara. You might think, I have a pit in by which is the Yochid, then the Balaboy would have to pay. Because what do you want for the animal? As the Yankee said, we're talking about not such a sensible animal. What do you want from him? He fell in. He didn't see it. Shane came by the payrois. The animal will see it, and he shouldn't have walked. So he says, Rashi's going to answer the kash. Says Rashi, Palma boy which is a chayiv. Boyv kiyoy was mafkrit. Welcome my time here. Famous of Ross and chayiv is why here the bema eats a chayiv. The bishlima boy. It could have made Malama Daiti. The boy can say, the animal that fell in can say, I didn't know. Malama Daiti, the show, Lintori Nashimi boy. The show didn't realize that he should be looking after himself from that boy. Since he entered with permission, because the area was Hefka. Chayiv Balaboy, the Balaboy is going to be Chayiv Aval Peyois, regarding the fruit, Haka Chazilu. Even if he slipped on them, he's going to be potter. Even though now this is the kasha, every takol is a boy. If somebody leaves his bike in the middle of the street, so it's chayv for boy. Can't even look at walk around. Hani mili b'rishus harabim. Te'in l'rishus losis shom takol. That's in rishus harabim. You don't have a permission to put something there. That's when you're going to be chayv. B'rishus harabim. Te'in l'rishus Lossi is shown to college. He doesn't have a right to leave the tekola there. But here it wasn't Rishus Rabim. What was this case? It was Maktsamokim. It was an area that he was Mafki, but it wasn't Rishus Rabim. So he had the right to leave his bearers there. If he had the right to leave his bearers there, he can tell the Mr. Behema, nobody told you to walk there. You saw the fruit. You stepped on it. It's your own problem. I'm not chayy for such a thing. Comes out Chiddush. Chiddush comes out Loch Lamais from this. If somebody puts a fruit down in the middle of Rishus HaRabim and an animal trips up on it, I'd rather want to put the fruit there, it's going to be chayv. In the middle of Rishus HaRabim, all right, you have to put your fruit there. But you're going to be chayv. If somebody puts the fruit down in Rishus HaYochit, he had the right to put the fruit there. But he also allows the animals to walk there. He had the right to put the fruit there. And it's something an animal could look at. The Bala Boy is not chayv. The one who put the fruit there is not chayv. But he said, listen, your animal could have taken care. He didn't take care, it's your problem. I by boy, you're going to be hidden. Yeah. Boy, something hidden. People don't see it. This is open. Everyone can see it. You're going to be, the Bala Boy is going to be bought. The minute Bala Boy is bought, the Bala Behemoth is high. Because no, it's not a boy anymore. It's not a car. Yeah. So that's the Gemara.
It's the same nature of war, whether or not they kill the war inside.
There you go.
Why would the animal look any less carefully? You know, if the fruit is in the middle of the road, as opposed to being off to the side of the road, it's the same colors.
They have got a right to put it there. You've got less time on me. I've got more of a leeway. They're more of a leeway. Even in Shifram, I expect the animal should have looked at it. But I was wrong for putting it there. I'm crying. But here I'm right to put it there. But here I've got a right to say your animal should have looked where it was going. You couldn't see it. Right. Because in order, good question, Yossi. In order for the Bala Boy to be potter, in order for Bala Behema to be potter, it has to be that the Bala Boy plays something which is a hazard. Because otherwise, the Behema will act by Mazeres. It's not never had to be shut down. Never shut down. Head from the side. Maximokin. It's a place where it
moves. This is still a case of machzeret in a sense. But
that's the case where we started.
Yeah, yeah.
So how can be the rabbi of your bottle? Answer it, because it's a boy. And a boy, the bala boy plays the hazard, which gives everyone a right to take it. Everyone's got a right to take it. Right? So Mimela, the bala behem is not gonna have to pay because everyone had the right to take it. But the minute the bala boy's got a right to say, no, I was allowed to leave it here. So you've got a right to eat it. I've got a right to leave it here. You're gonna write it, you have to pay. I show Hashem b'shus rabbi, it's not because machzer is okay. Good. Yes or no? Okay, well, good. Question I want to ask you all is what's gonna be for about tomorrow? Every day I'm sure tomorrow means where I am on Tuesday. Not on Tuesday, I'm sure on Wednesday. It's only on Thursday, which is
why don't we have a Wednesday?
Hangover, perhaps. You know what a hangover means, Jacob? Tuesday, Wednesday, definitely no shit. The question is, if maybe you want to have shit tomorrow at 10:30, you know, to give you time to prepare a little bit. Or if people are going to be too weak because of the tightness, we'll have to leave until Thursday. Anyone who want to take a vote now?
I wonder if it was on Wednesday, we should have shit.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen. Yeah, we beat it. So, Charlie, what about on tomorrow at 10:30? Is it good for you? What's your opinion? Not good for you? Okay.
Well, what is it we expect for us to do? What should we do?
Right. What I really want to do, I want to do this tasteless Derab Sola. That's what I want to get to. It's a long post. We have to finish it, but if we're only going to start again on Thursday, it's going to be too long. Too much of a break. So we do a bit tomorrow, and then on Thursday, it'll be good.
That's fine.
That's not good for 10:30. Is that good, Thomas? Man, just fine. What about you, Mikhail? Tell her your wife wants. One thing I know, your wife wants you to learn. That's clear.
Of course, yeah.
Definitely. To learn and daven. Let me just remind everyone that Tanis Esther is the day in the Sugar for Tfilah. Of course, Purim is known to that. The Tanis Esther was the day that the Kansar went to fight the battle. The day that, because they were of the Tfilah, they were not safe in the battle. And therefore, today it's in the Sugar for Tfilah. And everyone should try and daven themselves for other people, whether they can. Daven, people should have all's good. Everything should be good. Okay, it should be well. Have a very good day. See you tomorrow at 10:30 sharp.